What about it, ladies and gentlemen? How many people died because of traffic accidents? How many people were injured because of traffic accidents? Just in the year 2013, would you believe 1.2 million people died because of traffic accidents just in the year 2013, while 20 million were injured that same year, according to the most recent data available. Nearly 40% of those deaths having occurred in China and India. 9 out of every 10 road accidents happen because of human error, a term that covers everything from speeding and drunk driving to simply not paying attention. Industry experts project that switching to automated vehicles could eliminate these accidents and, as a result, prevent 90% of traffic-related deaths. What are your thoughts about that? Should we go that route? Are you still a little uneasy about the idea of automobiles being driven by software? We're going to talk about, you know, a little bit of this, the why concern shortly. We're not just going to be looking at, you know, the fact that this can really be convenient. How many of you saw iRobot? You remember the scene where the character played by Will Smith lost control of the vehicle because the control was taken from him by artificial intelligence? Something to think about. Tesla's Elon Musk says that the first fully automated vehicle will be developed by 2019. Others think that it won't happen until 2026 or later. It'll take much longer until there are enough autonomous vehicles on the roads for the accident rate to really come down substantially. And these vehicles still won't be 100% safe. Here lies the problem. Autonomous vehicles, automated vehicles, can be hacked. Yes, they can be hacked. In fact, that's really what happened with the automated vehicle that Will Smith's character was playing in iRobot. And I say it was an autonomous vehicle. It was, but it was one of those vehicles that, you know, could go either way. The human could take control and drive the vehicle, or he could put that baby in cruise control mode and have it drive autonomously. He just kick back or sit back in the back, go to sleep. Do his homework, whatever. Let the vehicle drive itself. The problem is the artificial intelligence took over against his will, just took control from him, and he couldn't get it back. And they're letting us know right now that with the autonomous vehicles, they could be hacked. Or what about some of the moral dilemmas that might come up? A wreck is about to occur. An accident is about to occur. Maybe for whatever reason. Let's just say we're living in one of those countries like America where they don't have green light and red lights, traffic lights, literally traffic lights embedded in the sidewalk for the benefit of people who like to read their smartphones while they're walking, even across traffic, across the street, and they got to cross and make sure they cross safely. What if someone is reading their smartphone while crossing the street and the autonomous vehicle realizes that contact is about to be made with that pedestrian who is not paying attention? And the software program has to make a decision. Do I go ahead and run that pedestrian over, or do I go ahead and veer off to the right, which is the only way I can veer at this point and minimize collateral damage, but as a result, run into that steel pole that's on the corner and risk killing the passenger in the car? Now, that would be a dilemma for a human or for, if you will, the artificial intelligence. What do you do in a case like that? Go ahead and run over the pedestrian? Make sure you keep the passenger in the car safe, or do you go ahead and run into the steel pole in order to make sure that the pedestrian remains safe, but you know there's a good chance that the passenger will not survive. One of the things that they assure us, though, even though situations can come up, the autonomous vehicles will not play on their phones while moving. They won't nod off while the car is in motion. According to Elon Musk, in a couple of years, we, the Homo sapiens, we people will be able to fall asleep at the wheel of a self-driving car and come to no harm and apparently do no harm. Okay, now, I got to ask you, if you have an autonomous vehicle, would you be inclined to go ahead and fall asleep on purpose, since you would know that that car should be able to get you home? You plugged in your destination. It has the coordinates. It knows how to get you where you want to go. Will you go ahead and fall asleep and leave the driving to the software program? Or would you insist on remaining awake all the way, even if you were sleeping, remaining awake? How many of you, if you took the chance on driving 30 minutes from work to home and did that 3 or 4 times safely, would then be willing to experiment with getting from your home to your aunt's house 200 miles away while sleeping half the trip, 3/4 of the trip, the entire trip, until the car notifies you that you have reached your destination? You have arrived at your destination. And then you open your eyes after having been on the road for 2.5, 3.5 hours, 4 hours. So worn out from your hectic schedule that you said, you know, I really want to enjoy Aunt So-and-so, that good cooking. I want to enjoy Uncle So-and-so and my cousins. And so rather than get there and be tired and worn out, I'm just going to fall asleep right here in the back of the car, back seat. I'm just going to stretch out. Neither driving to the car. And I'll wake up when I wake up. If that's before I get to Auntie's house, fine. If it's when I get to Auntie's house, that's fine. How many of you would be willing to try that and see how it all worked out? What about this? We're looking into the future. What if everyone could access their money online? Right now, believe it or not, we have about 2 billion adults in the world who have no bank account, because they cannot access a bank. They're culturally excluded, particularly women, or their incomes are so low that they don't have enough money to open an account. Without access to finances, people are reliant on cash. They cannot save, they cannot invest effectively, and they can fall deeply into debt. Blockchain advocates believe that the answer is to forget about banks altogether. If anyone with an internet connection and a mobile phone could send, save, and borrow money peer-to-peer, the global economy could look very different. Cryptocurrencies might become the new cash. Low-income people could open small businesses, take out insurance, and send money abroad easily and cheaply. Think about what that would mean for a lot of people, especially people who are about the business of making money in one country and then sending some of it back to their country of origin so that they can help out family members there. Low-income people, many of whom truly want to run legitimate, prosperous businesses but have no way of getting a loan. Cryptocurrency. Anybody thinking Bitcoin?